If planet Earth had destroyed itself, at one time a distinct possibility, it would have had grave repercussions not only on all the orbits of our neighboring planets, but on all of the other nearby solar systems and even threatened the stability of the whole galaxy. The Galactic Federation was therefore called upon to counteract our numerous experimental atomic and hydrogen explosions, both underground and in the atmosphere, with special devices to restore the orbital stability of our planetary orbit. They were also particularly concerned at our use of the hydrogen bomb. They consider hydrogen as a sacred and living substance, the destructive use of which could have set alight the ethers of our entire solar system, spreading to adjacent solar systems and possibly a large part of the galaxy. Already, as a result of our past experimental atomic and hydrogen explosions, Earth has experienced some minor deviations from her axis and is in constant danger of prematurely tilting her axis. Space Commander Alizantel, in the days when men were testing all their nuclear devices in the atmosphere and oceans, underground and on the surface, throwing caution to the wild winds, throwing nature into chaos, very few who walk the Earth plane at this hour, and at this moment, would have lived to read this message, had the Brotherhood not acted without fear or hesitation, with no recognition for the work that was secretly accomplished. Know that billions of your atoms which were thrown into violent discord in the atmosphere around each of the points of great explosion, repulsion, caused an activated buildup of great danger to your peoples, to your animal and plant life. From strategic places many small controlled devices, in the form of small remote controlled disks and spheres, were dispatched upon their mission to the swirling clouds of discord billowing outwards as the atoms fought and jostled, each repelling the other in the great release of power uncontrolled by man, whose folly exceeded all expectations. These small controlled devices, small implosion disks, drew unto themselves the atoms now discordant to your system and to the harmony of nature, drew them inward, as a magnet from the atmosphere around them, to the point of saturation, whence they were withdrawn and treated, then to be decontaminated. Space Commander Alizantel, channeled by Frank Howard in Journey in Space with Alizantel. The Association of Sananda and Sanat Kumara, Sedona, Arizona, USA. However, it is now being confirmed from higher sources that the need for protection against the dangers both of Earth nuclear activity and the forces of darkness is greatly reduced, since both these dangers have now been substantially neutralized by our space brethren. Currently, the main focus of spacecraft activity is on assisting and participating with us in humanity's ascension to the fifth dimension. From the end of the Second World War and up to 20 years ago, they were here mainly as a possible evacuation force if and when major surface changes commenced on planet Earth. However, 20 years ago the original plan for a major pole shift and total evacuation of humanity was changed, since the mass consciousness of man now demanded to go consciously through the ascension process alongside Mother Earth, so they largely remain in that function in case of emergencies, as well as to lift off certain lightworkers during the changeover process. In this respect, several commanders of the Ashtar Space Command have clarified the emergency liftoff procedure that would be needed in those areas affected, through channeling by TUA, Commander Andromeda X. A major evacuation could possibly come upon the world very suddenly. The flash of emergency events would be as the lightning that flashes in the sky. So sudden and so quick in its happening that it is over almost before you are aware of its presence. And so it could be if the events that warrant this action come to the planet. It at this time is not possible to describe what these events might be, but it is possible to instill at this time into the hearts of humanity the hope and the knowledge of our vigilance and emergency actions on their behalf. Our rescue ships will be able to come in close enough in the twinkling of an eye to set the lifting beams in operation in a moment. And all over the globe where events warrant it, this would be the method of evacuation. Mankind will be lifted, levitated shall we say, by the beams from our smaller ships, due to possible planetary turbulence at the time with only limited surface landings. These smaller craft would in turn transport the persons to the larger mother ships overhead, higher in the atmosphere, where there is ample space and quarters and supplies for millions of people. It has been explained to you in the past that there is a certain amount of preparedness necessary because of exposure to this powerful levitation beam which will be operating in these circumstances. The frequency of it will be higher than most of your known electrical earthly exposures. Those of extreme density and extreme selfish dispositions, especially at the expense of others or causing suffering to others, would find great physical difficulty in surviving in the frequency of our beams. This is why our messages have been broadcast to mankind over the centuries to lift his own emanations and vibrations to a status of love and selflessness, so that in so doing, a compatibility of force fields will make his rescue possible. Those who have lived closely aligned to the Father's will in their lives and have let the love of the Father flow through them, would have no problem with the frequency of the evacuation rays. For a high state of love in the human heart reacts upon the human force field surrounding the physical form, giving it an electrical sheath of protection and the blending with the incoming vibrations between now and that time. Indeed, if enough souls could experience perfect love, there could very well be no need for a removal of humanity. There is nothing to be feared in coming into our midst. We are loving, normal persons, as yourselves, with the attitude of good neighbors and helpers in a time of crisis. We are prepared with clothing, and your foods, and the needs to which you have accustomed yourselves. We would not be guards, but friends, and you will enjoy your time with us. There could be a period of time to be spent with us, for your beautiful earth must be healed in its cleansing, and given time to return to its true glory. Then those who have been lifted in the body will be returned to reconstruct a new world and a new order of things. As you tarry with us, you will be given the opportunity to attend classes and training for the work which will need to be done. You will be given our constant help in doing this. Our advice and our technology will be at the disposal of these returning ones. Many others who have been lifted through natural transition will be returned in new bodies to participate in the new awakening. Those who could not participate in a lifting off rescue will be transported, following their natural transition, to locations with a vibration and frequency equal to their own, where they may grow and learn at a pace lower than the new vibration of planet Earth. For the Earth will be in an accelerated and very high frequency as it finds expression in the Aquarian Age. Andromeda Rex of the Ashtar Command, channeled by Tua in Project, World Evacuation, Guardian Action Publications. The full text of the Ashtar Command Project, World Evacuation can be read or downloaded from the link at the end of Book 2. Also, on the same theme, another view, this time from Commander Yorgos, we of space have millions of spaceships stationed in the skies above your planet, ready to instantly lift you off at the first warning of a planetary tilting on its axis. If this happens, we would have only a very short period of time in which to lift you from the surface before such as great tidal waves lashing your coastlines, possibly 5 miles or more high. Such tidal waves could unleash great earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and cause some of your continents to split and sink in places and cause others to rise. We are very experienced in the evacuation of populations of planets. This is nothing new for the galactic fleet. We could expect to complete the evacuation on Earth of the souls of light in 15 minutes, even when they are of a tremendous number. We should rescue the souls of light first. On our great galactic computers we have stored every thought, every act you have done in this and previous lifetimes. At the first indication of need to evacuate, our computers would lock onto the location of the souls of light where they are at that instant. After the souls of light have been evacuated, then all the children would be lifted off. Since children are not old enough to be accountable for their Earth actions, so they will all be evacuated to special motherships to be cared for until they can be reunited with their parents. There will be people specially trained to handle their trauma. Many may be put to sleep temporarily, to help them overcome their fear and anxiety. Our computers are so sophisticated, far beyond anything on Earth in this age, and can locate mothers and fathers of children wherever they are and notify them of their safety. Make no mistake, your children shall be lifted to safety during any evacuation. After the evacuation of the children from the area in question, the invitation will be extended to all the remaining souls in that location to join us. However, This will be for many only a short time, although there is no question of not having enough space on board the ships for you. The atmosphere, by this time, could possibly be full of fire, flying debris, poisonous smoke, and because the magnetic field of your planet may be disturbed, we might have to leave your atmosphere very quickly, or we, along with our spacecraft, could perish. Therefore, he who steps into our levitation beams first will be lifted first. Any hesitation on your part would mean the end of your third dimensional existence you call the physical body. Which brings us to the most serious and difficult part of an evacuation. As mentioned earlier, souls of light have a higher vibration frequency than those who are more closely tied to the Earth and its ways. Since our levitation beams, which will be lifting you off the surface of the planet, are very close to the same thing as your electrical charges, those of low vibrational frequency may not be able to withstand the high frequency of the levitation beams without departing their third dimensional bodies. If this happens, then your soul will be released to join our God, the Father. In His house are many mansions. If you do not decide to step into the levitation beams to be lifted up, you might be one of those who survive a cleansing of your area of the planet for the new golden age. However, during this period of cleansing, there could be great changes in climate, changes in land masses, as the poles of the planet may have a new orientation. The most important point for you to remember is this: any show of fear lowers your frequency of vibration, thus making you less compatible with our levitation beams. Therefore, above all else, remain calm and do not panic. Know that you are in expert hands, hands which have extensive experience in evacuation of entire planets. We cannot overemphasize this. Remain calm. Relax. Do not panic when you step into our levitation beams. Above all else, maintain your faith. What is to happen to you if you survive the liftoff? First, you will be taxied to our mothership Sankuth, high above the planet, where you will be taken care of during your great trauma. Some of you may need medical attention. Our expert medical staff will be there to treat you with our highly advanced medical equipment. You will be fed and housed until such time as transfer elsewhere is advisable. Some of you may be taken to cities on other planets to be trained in our advanced technology before being returned to the planet Earth to start the new age. Your beautiful planet Earth is destined to be the most beautiful star in the universe. A planet of light. Here, you will rejoin the remainder of the universe in brotherly love and fellowship with God the Father. Channeled through Glenda Stocks, 1994, in Sepapu Odyssey, Phoenix Source Distributors, Las Vegas, Nevada, Commander Aliva of the spaceship Armada, part of the Ashtar Space Command. All of you have been encoded. We have monitored many of you so that we would be familiar with your patterns and lifestyles to be of help where possible. We are sending our love to you, for we understand and know what you may be going through. Most of the coded light servers have already been temporarily brought aboard our ships in their sleep state. When you finally arrive through our lifting beams, you will be awakened to this knowledge that you possess, and then you will not feel so strange in these new surroundings. There will be changes in your lives as you all have missions, and according to these missions your training will continue so that you can carry them out with a minimum of adjustment. There are even facilities for your special pets. Yes, we care for pets just as you do. They are helping us to harmonize with all life forms, and as you have discovered, I am sure, that harmonizing with nature is such a pleasure, and to attune to other life forms is so rewarding. There are many of us from distant planets that have volunteered for this service, and I am sure you might be curious to know where we are all from. We volunteered to help those of you on the Earth plane in your time of crisis. We have studied to be able to communicate with you, studied your Earth life, and hope to be of some help. Many of us have come from far distant galaxies. As the word went out for volunteers, you would be astonished at the response. There were very few who, for reasons of family commitments and such, did not respond. Mostly all were anxious to be of service. You will not need any garments other than what we provide. We will probably not be able to give you much warning when the time comes for beaming. As you know, love is the key in the beam and everywhere else, so keep it flowing. Commander Aliva of the Ashtar Command, channeled by Shli, May 1988, Cosmic Light Foundation, Snohomish, WA. A further viewpoint is given by Commander Hatton, later to be revealed as Christ Michael Litton, on the Palladian Phoenix mothership within the Ashtar Command Fleet. Each one of your names is written down on the records held in our great databanks. Your sectors are carefully assigned to certain fleets and commanders who oversee the needs of your sector. We know you are there and exactly where you are. Each one of you will without fail receive definite instructions at the crisis moment so that you will know where to be at a given time. No one will be missed or overlooked, and your participation is sure. Units of families, separated in the possible exodus, will be brought together again on our ships as soon as events make this possible. Do not harbor fear of any kind, but think only in an attitude of thankfulness to our Father. There will be some you know and whom you love who will be remaining behind for reasons built into their own being. You must release them into the hands of the Father, who will receive their spiritual being into his house where there are many mansions. They will be escorted to a place their inner thoughts and life patterns have created for them, to begin again their upward spiral. You must accept that their personal choices have created their personal destiny. There will be a natural missing of accustomed environment, but a brief time with us will bring a forgetfulness, as you settle into the new routines and surrounding atmosphere. Our ships are beautiful places to be, and the atmosphere within them is joy and love and concern for one another. There will be those of your own people, already trained to assist you in your adjustment to your new environment. We will have trained these beforehand for the work they are to do. You will recognize and know these Earth teachers as special representatives of our mission. Even before a crisis has come, follow them and heed their instructions, that all may go smoothly for you at any time of great confusion. I am Hatton, and I shall personally greet all of you when you are lifted into our midst to remain with us for a little while. When the area of your planet has been healed, you will be returned to it and all of your needs for reconstruction will be given. Higher intelligences shall walk with you to assist you in a speedy reclaiming of the Earth in universal love. I am grateful for your consideration of my words. Hatton, channeled by Tua in Project, World Evacuation, Guardian Action Publications. The full text of the above book can be read from the link at the end of Book 2, Chapter 8, Home on a Mothership, Welcome Aboard. These will be the words, and this the spirit, which will greet those who have chosen to be beamed up to the motherships if and when there are great upheavals. The first task of our space brothers will be to repair the mental and physical damage, to soothe and comfort those who are in shock, to reassure, and as a matter of practicality, to bring together those who have been separated. Next comes the gentle process of healing, and of continually raising our vibration rates. Indeed, these two processes work together, for as our vibratory rates are raised, so any injuries or imperfections in our bodies will heal themselves to their perfect etheric pattern, though in a few cases specific treatments may be necessary. This means that all our old disabilities, the damaged foot from childhood, the results of an internal operation, the scars of an accident, the internal wounds of some past sorrow, all these will be healed, returning our bodies to their truly natural state, their higher perfect pattern as it exists on the etheric level. Andromeda Rex of the Ashtar Command, those beamed up in physical form will be accelerated and quickened within that physical form to a more spiritual essence within the body, into what has been termed light bodies. The physical form will remain the same in appearance to most, but that higher blending of the etheric with the physical will bring about change, and eliminate sickness and physical disharmony among you. Our collective being must also be healed, and there will be time to review the past Akashic records of our planetary history, much as individuals review their own history on the higher planes following the process we know as physical death. We will at this time have the opportunity to see the entire span of human evolution on Earth, learning in the process from our successes and our failures. We will see the wars and devastation, the slavery, the inhuman treatment of man by fellow man, the mass slaughter of animals, and we will be able to review the true damage done to our planet's environment as we comprehend the full extent of human pollution and the havoc wrought by nuclear explosions, and as we also view for the first time the dense black cloud of negative thought which has surrounded our world in the past. But we will also see through looking into the Akashic records, all the positive aspect of the caring, the charity, the ideals of reform, the service, the good we have done to one another. And we will see holographically our former art, hear the music, watch the great theatrical dramas, tour the historic gardens of great houses and castles of yesteryear, follow intrepid explorers of yore into uncharted territory as they withstand extremes of climate and face great dangers in order to push forward the frontiers of human knowledge. And we will be able to watch the past brainstorming of scientists as they explored the sky and stars, the phenomena of time and gravity, as they discovered and learned to harness the power of electricity, as they developed methods of capturing music then broadcasted it on the airwaves or encapsulated it on magical silver discs, or as they invented and perfected tiny electronic chips with memories and calculating power far beyond our previous human capacity. We will be watching on the viewing screens, in 3D virtual reality, the entire history of our planet. This is your life spanning over 30 million years. There will be time, too, set aside for individual personal development, for learning new artistic and intellectual skills, for studying ourselves so that we may know ourselves better. Nor will we be denied entertainment and enjoyment. We will share relaxation and games, drama and music with one another and with our space friends. We will enjoy the extensive recreational parks created within the mother ships in which to walk, relax and meditate. There will be no shortage of pleasurable activity. Commander Aliva of the Ashtar Command, we have recreation areas, great lecture halls and we have school-type rooms where you will receive instruction in this new environment and new lifestyle so that you will feel right at home in a very short time. We have entertainment and we have tried to gather foods that would please you. There must also be site orientation of course, conducted tours around the mothership which is to be home for the time whilst Earth is being cleansed and replanted. When we think of spaceships we will probably visualize their size as corresponding to perhaps one of our largest ocean-going cruise ships. The actual reality, when we come to confront it, will require a major effort of comprehension. Tua gives us her own personal description from one of her astral body visits up to the command mothership of the Intergalactic Fleet, the Shantia, headquarters of the Ashtar Command, which even now stands ready to receive its Earth guests. Make no mistake about it, the Inns of Heaven are ready, awaiting their guests. Nothing is crowded in these self-contained, phenomenally organized, incredibly spacious floating etheric worlds. Seven of these great pearly white space cities are at present, C.1987, said to be in readiness, which vary in size from 10 miles in diameter to one of the largest, which houses the headquarters of Lord Jesus Sananda, Lord Ashtar and the Ashtar Command. It is over 100 miles in diameter. The great space cities have 12 levels, in most cases, and it has occurred to me that you would enjoy a tour to inspect one of the largest, the headquarters of the Ashtar Command. Approaching, we first see the underneath level 1, which is the great entry and exit portal for trafficking craft. It consists of disembarking platforms, parking docks, garages for incoming visiting craft, maintenance departments, and storage areas for the thousands of small scout ships cleverly stacked one over the other. The second level might be termed a colossal stockroom. This is the quartermaster deck, containing all manner of supplies and inventories for the varied needs of all levels. It is like a city of warehouses, but immaculately clean of course. The third level is as a vast zoo. It is the level set aside for animal husbandry research, and birdland. Every manner of creature from many worlds has a habitat here. It is rather a noisy level, but the air there is nevertheless pure and pleasant. Above it, level 4 is designated for agricultural research. It is like a vast farmland of well-kept vegetable and botanical gardens, fruit orchards and sample specimens brought on board from various worlds for resting on new worlds, and activity of that nature. The fifth level is a housing center for all those technicians and persons who serve on the four levels beneath. directly above 5, at level 6 is the breathtakingly beautiful recreational level and lushly landscaped park areas, where a relaxing stroll is sheer joy. All manner of recreational activities are located here for access by all residents of all ages. Strategically located, level 7 is the sprawling medical complex. Awesome in size, many information centers are needed to guide one. It contains all comprehensive patient facilities and quarters for all medical personnel, dental care areas, biological research centers, and the ship's laboratories, all elaborated with the finest technology space has to offer. The 8th level is the housing prepared for Earth's visiting lightworkers and evacuees. It contains staterooms for individuals and apartments for families as far as the eye can see. These areas are dotted with countless joint dining areas, social halls, nursery care sections, laundry facilities and of course information offices. Gradually the ship's guests are introduced to the technologies of these various areas, an exciting experience. Level 9 is their prized university compound. The halls of wisdom, vast libraries scattered everywhere, endless concert halls and cultural interests from throughout the galaxy. Halls of learning house classes with curricula for all ages. Very young children's classrooms are filled with individualized computer systems. Rooms are decorated with domed ceilings colorful in their display of planets and worlds as they progress across the pathless sky, each at a different pace. Elementary astronomy is taught to the very young and they quickly learn to identify and name the various planets and sections of the universe. Vibrant vitality shines in their faces as they have conversations with their computers. Musical talent blossoms in outer space because of the music rooms in the great craft. There one can play upon an instrument, in a soundproof room, along with a full orchestration background on a wide choice of selections by merely pressing the correct buttons on a computer panel. Any category of music, with thousands of selections, is available at the fingertips of the lone but aspiring soloist. On level 10, these innkeepers of the galaxy house their visiting dignitaries from all dimensions, in special apartments. This 10th level is also primarily the living quarters for our space brothers, containing staterooms and apartments with multiple scattered conference rooms and beautiful sprawling dining and lounge areas. The home area for the Ashtar Command headquarters is located on level 11, also the Great Rotunda Meeting Hall. Summoned by a soft electronic tone in their quarters, Earth visitors are brought to this great hall for any necessary group gatherings. Its striking circular wall displays many tremendous viewing screens, where guests are permitted to view cosmic panorama as well as their own world and things to come as well as things past. The Great Hall is also used for auspicious social occasions, like welcoming and meeting with visiting dignitaries or other festivities from any level. This level also houses the viewing room, map room and soul panel boards. And finally the enormous Command Communications Center, where all Earth contacts are precipitated or monitored, recorded, or whatever, as well as inter-command communication. Level 12 is the uppermost portion of the craft and is referred to as the Dome. It is the officer's observation deck and pilot control center. Earth visitors are permitted here in groups, by appointment. The total surrounding circumference is furnished with comfortable chairs for relaxing and observation. Question and answer sessions with crew members are a part of the experience there. Directly down through the center of the Great Mothership, all levels share a circular shaft or center core, which is a power reactor throughout the craft. However, one must remember that the activating source of power comes from the universe itself. This is but its channel to proper sources. The power center core is roughly 200 feet or so in diameter. Its outer shell contains several primary elevators for inter-level transportation. A few larger elevators are restricted for quartermaster and maintenance use. At each level, the power center is surrounded by a spacious lounge area, beautifully furnished and shared by all divisions of that level. Generally speaking, the mothership's furnishings are simple and sharp in design. White is the predominant color, contrasted with stirring tones of orange or reds or blues, and much yellow. The colors are all pure, not muddied or muted. In Earth terms, the decor would be described as ultra-modern, with its gleaming use of a glass-like substance. Commander Lord Ashtar once described Shanxia as the largest of the Father's great orbiting cities that encircle this solar system and primarily this planet. It orbits, in the etheric dimension, from 500 to 1500 miles away from Earth, varying this elevation from time to time.